My mom is a poem and not a rapper.
This is a special request topic, daddy issues.
I don't wanna fornicate no more. Feel like I'm wasting my sins on the nigga next door. I won't let the devil in, he tryna take my soul, I won't go. I feel bad for the bitch that I used to be. Late night working after hours, I was 18. Quick to make a dollar for the Dossier Gabbana. Dipping, dabbing this for that Fendi Gucci Prada. Skipping all my classes cause the money had the power. Fat asses what they saw in this coochie they desired. Misguided teen, all I wanted was my father. My daddy I desired. I loved and I missed them. Neglect was my issue. Them niggas filled that void missing in my mental. Shedding all these tears, never had a box of tissues. Praying for my dreams, never thought I'd see a downfall. Peers hype me up, I put a wig and some heels on. No discipline or even a supporter. Never had a father to raise me like a daughter. I always had goals and ambitions to be great. I was blinded by the money leaves, how many I could rake. I was lost in this world, a helpless little shorty. Tried to call my pop, but all he wanted was a 40. Ounce of OE, never cared for little me, his only baby girl, and I got treated like a flea. But I erased yesterday, live today, and pray for tomorrow. I erased yesterday, live today, and pray for tomorrow. I kinda stay a laid back chick with a chill ass vibe. Roll up the weed, cause I'm tryna get high. I turn up the tunes. I roll your drive, digging this energy. I be feeling my vibes. I really feel bad for that bitch that I used to be. I literally was late night working after hours, working at an after hour when I was 18. Because I was quick to make a dollar for the Dossier Gabbana. Dipping, dabbing this for that Fendi Gucci Prada. Never went to school. Skipping all my classes because the money had the power. I had to get the bag. Fat ass is what they saw in this coochie they desire. I pulled them in with that allure lust. Like, that shit felt good. That shit real shit. All that shit to fill voids missing in my mental because I really wanted a dad. A big brother. Somebody hold me down, show me the way. Help me get to a bag the proper way without having to allure niggas with lust and devalue myself, thinking that I was valuing myself, because there's a difference between confidence and value. You could be confident that you look good, you feel good, you smell good, you got money in your pocket, but do you value yourself as a human being to not share your energy with any and everybody? And I learned that. I learned it the long, hard way. They trying to drain my energy. Swagger jacking, trying to take from me. They want to drain every ounce of me. They only want me for my energy. As I got older and I sit back and I reflect on me being 18 years old and dealing with 28-year-old men, like, what did they possibly gain out of dealing with me as a child? Besides the fact I didn't come with responsibilities. They weren't responsible for me. So even though, of course, I was receiving a bag, money, clothes, you know, comfortability, I guess, in the sense of being 18, they weren't responsible for me. Therefore, I was really a throwaway to them. It was like, if they did, they didn't. If they didn't, they did. Because me as a 30-year-old woman, I would dare not deal with a nigga that's devaluing himself. And not being responsible himself to even think he's going to value me in any sense of the form. But back to what I was saying. I wanted my pop. It took me a while to realize that, like, it was more so like all the anger I had inside of me because of the voids of not having a daddy. You know what I mean? A real dad. Not a daddy. Not a zaddy. But my father. I thought the superficial love I was receiving was real, you know? Especially dealing with older men. Like, you feel like this is what grown-ups do at that time and at that age. But now, looking back in hindsight, it really was my pop. And the best advice I could give any of my female listeners out there that's going through struggles of
this bullshit that we got to go through of our dads actually dispersing sperm into our mothers and decide not to give a fuck about us after we come out and be born and raised and then want to pop up as adults and care. It's more so like, yo, all that pain, you know, all that hardship and all that weird shit you got towards men, take that shit out on him. Take that shit out on him. That's the person that deserved that shit. Take that shit out on him. Your man don't deserve it. Your boyfriend don't deserve it. Your son don't deserve it. That nigga deserve that shit. Treat a fuck nigga like a fuck nigga. If your dad a fuck nigga, acknowledge that shit and treat that nigga like a fuck nigga. Now, pay attention to his traits, his attributes, the way he moves, because that's going to better disperse the fuck niggas you deal with, because they similarly have resemblances of your father, the toxic traits that actually pull you in because of the neglect you've been receiving throughout your life and feel like love. You consistently pressuring yourself to tell a man, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I want you to be mine, when the whole time that's for your daddy, bitch. Because if a man love you, he going to be there regardless. He gonna stand on all 10. It ain't gonna take no weeks, no months, no years. That shit gonna be instant. My first marriage, my daughter's father, may Allah have mercy on his soul, we met on Thursday and was married that next Friday. And if it's one thing out of that situation that taught me, if a man wants you, he gonna do whatever he gotta do to keep you. And I threw that ultimatum out there, well, let's get married, and that nigga jumped for it, and we was married till he died. May Allah have mercy on his soul. Allahumma ameen. But back to what I was saying. Don't let the neglect of your father drain you of your energy and your happiness of being fruitful with a man. Take that shit out on him. At the end of the day, that nigga said, fuck you your whole life. Fuck that nigga too. Real shit. That shit might hurt. But at the same time, that release gonna feel good to the motherfucker and take it from a person that did it. I had to tell my daddy about himself, and I had to cut the nigga the fuck off the way he cut me off my whole life. And what he doing? Doing little dumb shit to try to get my attention. The role is reversed. I don't go fuck. I'm 30. You had 30 years to be a daddy. 30 fucking years to show me some affection, some care, some positivity. Give me advice. Steer me the right way. Be my protector. Be my provider. All of the fucking above. Now you want to have nut-ass little conversations with me and I'm fleeing the shit out your nut-ass. Like, get on my face. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm cool. All right, okay. Yep. No, can't help you. Don't call my phone, bro. Tell one of my little brothers to call my phone if you really want something. I'm cool. Don't invite me to none of your family events. I'm not going to talk to you. Bro, I went to this nigga fucking surprise birthday party. I went to his birthday party, right? The shit was on 420. I goes to my son called me. I'm like, where you at? He like, I'm at pop party with my aunt, with our aunts and shit. So I'm like, oh, all right, I'm about to slide up there. I drive to my uncle crib and shit. I really wanted food. It was one of them days where I ain't want to spend no money on no food. So I'm like, oh, all right, bet, party, food, my situation. Pull right up. I'm sitting there chilling. I'm with the food. They ain't serving the food till my pop get there. So he ain't get there yet. So I goes outside smoking shit, sitting on the steps, blowing it down on the steps and shit. Mind you, this is the day after I got my gold. So I'm all hype. I got my goals. I'm all hype. Yeah, happy as shit. Whatever. So, all right, we smoking. He come. I'm like, all right, bet he here. I goes in there and make my plate. And I say, slid eye, you ain't staying for happy birthday? No, fuck that nigga birthday. Where was he at for my birthday? Nigga told me, oh, you 30 now. I gotta start being a dad. What? Ever to anything. Like, what? But whatever. I guess that's pretty much it. I've been it for tonight. Bye.